As parts of New Hampshire's economy begin returning to something like business as usual, one key piece of the puzzle has been childcare. The state says there are plenty of open childcare spots all over the state and for all age groups, but the picture is a little different when you look up close. Parents say they can't go back to work because they can't find reliable care, and childcare providers say they're turning families away every day. NHPR's Alex McGowan reports.
In March, Jennifer Houle took time off her job as a medical receptionist after a potential exposure to COVID-19. Then her son's school closed, then every school closed, and then she was furloughed.
It kind of all happened so fast, just sort of like, okay, we're just rolling into this new normal as fast as possible. It's just kind of survival mode.
Houle lives in Hudson with her husband, a software engineer, and her six-year-old son, Ben. Ben was in half-day kindergarten last year and has ADHD, so when school went remote, teaching became Houle's full-time job.
He really needed a parent with him to be able to do his schoolwork.
As summer approached, Houle started looking for childcare options, thinking she'd eventually be going back to work. But the daycare center in Nashua Ben attended when he was younger couldn't take him. Most other centers in the area either weren't accepting new families or didn't take school-aged children, and most day camps were closed. So when Houle's office started bringing furloughed employees back in, she had zero options for childcare. That meant she wasn't going back to work. Houle says relying on just her husband's income is not going to be easy.
I'm just sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop at this point. It's like we cut down on a lot of purchases and just, if we have to, we'll cut down on some more.
And it's not just a financial burden on families. Childcare centers have been struggling too.
We took on a tremendous amount of additional expenses and debt that we will not be able to recoup.
That's Kim McKenney, director of Easter Seals Child Development Center in Manchester. State guidelines have reduced them to about a third of their pre-COVID capacity, meaning not only lost revenue for the center, but lost childcare for many Manchester families.
There is not enough childcare spots in the state to get the workforce back on its feet. You know, we're turning at least one family away a day. If that's just us at this one location, what's everybody else doing?
The state insists there are around 1,000 open childcare slots in New Hampshire and that there have been throughout most of the pandemic. But Marty Ilg, deputy director of the Division of Economic and Housing Stability for DHHS, says given the operational challenges childcare centers are under, it's no surprise families can't access the same level of care as they could before COVID-19. Add to that the fears of COVID-19 spreading, Ilk says parents and providers alike are coming up with creative solutions, everything from outdoor classrooms to neighborhood childcare co-ops.
I expect some of these innovations to stay, just as we may not all return back to work. I'm expecting that programming for children and families might look a little bit different and that there would be even more options than before.
The state supports these childcare alternatives and will soon be offering virtual trainings to parents interested in starting their own childcare co-op. These trainings will cover health and safety, behavioral management, and curriculum ideas. But the state also supports parents like Austin Bernier, who are looking to take it one step further. After both her son's daycare center and her daughter's before and after school program closed permanently due to COVID-19, Bernier decided to leave her career to start Austin's Kiddos, a licensed childcare center right out of her own home in Enfield.
I was kind of looking for a way to spend more time with my family, and given the loss of daycare, the loss of after school options, it just felt like the universe was speaking to us to make this change.
But this change is a complicated one, and although Bernier is working with the state, there's still a lot to figure out.
We've had to submit applications, we've had to talk to families to see if there was an interest, we've had to do zoning meetings, planning meetings, we had to take out a loan to make changes to our house to make sure things are up to code.
Bernier says this change will be good for her family. She's leaving the job she's had for the last 10 years as a radiation therapist, but says the amount they'll be saving in childcare costs will make it well worth it. Plus, it'll mean no more late nights at work away from her kids.
I am looking forward to having a predictable schedule and actually being able to see my family and help my kids with their work and know I'm going to be there to be able to tuck them in at night.
It's a source of comfort for her neighbors and community, too. Bernier says she's already had 4 families sign up for Austin's Kiddos, and with the unpredictability of the coming school year, we'll likely have more families turning to her in the fall. Alex McOwen, NHPR News.